We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, everyone. It's our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're heading to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
You are a donkey.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkey of the Day, huh? I'm gonna fatten all that shit around your eyes.
They want this man to throw them blows, man. They wait for Charlamagne to tap these gloves. Let's go.
They had to make a judgment of who was gonna be on the Donkey of the Day. They chose you.
Yes. It's a Breakfast Club, bitches.
Who's Donkey of the Day today?
Yes, Donkey of the Day goes to Wyoming's Kappa Kappa Gamma chapter and the University of Wyoming. If you haven't heard, they are being sued by their own. Yes, 7 members of the Kappa Kappa Gamma chapter are suing the Kappa Kappa Gamma chapter and the University of Wyoming after a trans woman was granted permission to move into their sorority house. I can't make this kind of stuff up. These young ladies went on Megyn Kelly to discuss. Let me hear some of it.
Imagine what it was like for you gals, Hannah, in there dealing with this obvious man, but also one who's clearly getting aroused by just being around you. Can you give us some idea of what that felt like for you?
It's a weird, gut-wrenching feeling that every time I leave my room, there's a possibility that I'll walk past him in the hall, whatever setting that may be in. And it's never a pleasant encounter. And that's the scary part. It's a weird feeling just to know that I could run into him anytime, full access to the house. But this just goes to show, like, we need women's spaces for that reason.
Now, the reason I'm giving the Wyoming chapter of Kappa Kappa Gamma and the University of Wyoming the Donkey of the Day is because the leadership of the sorority reportedly, allegedly, according to the lawsuit, told members that if they have issues with Miss Langford, that they can just drop out.
That's not how any of this should work, okay? This is when I don't understand inclusion, because I thought inclusion meant creating a safe space for everyone. I thought inclusion meant making everyone feel comfortable. Is it really inclusion if you make the trans woman feel comfortable and safe but disregard the feelings of the other woman? The other women in the sorority? These women told Megyn Kelly that they understand that trans women need to be protected and have their own space. I believe majority of us feel the same way, but the women argue that trans women, such as Miss Langford, moving into their house is not the answer. Look, I don't know what the answer is, but I don't understand how we live in a society that screams, listen to women, believe all women, but then a group of women are telling you this makes them uncomfortable to have this young lady walking around with a hard penis, and we just tell them, if you don't like it, then drop out. Why can't we have a conversation about this? Okay, I can totally understand the sorority accepting the trans woman into the sorority, but then after having this trans woman in the sorority and at the sorority house, if the woman in the sorority are saying, hey, you know, we are coming out the shower with just towels on, and this trans woman is just staring at us, and these women are saying this young lady is visibly aroused, they can see a little poke coming through, and that makes us uncomfortable, how are we then willing to punish the women that are complaining? Shouldn't we be listening? Shouldn't we be trying to figure out a way to include everyone without excluding anyone? You can't promote diversity and inclusion, but then not include everybody, okay? This feels like nobody cares about, trying to do what's right. It just feels like everyone wants to push an agenda. And if several women are to the point where they are suing their own sorority and their own school, and they are going on a press run to discuss their issues, then maybe we should listen. Okay, in the lawsuit, the plaintiff alleges that Miss Langford is sexually interested in women and uses Tinder to meet them. And witnesses cited in the complaint said they've seen Langford sitting alone in private areas of the sorority house where she can get a close look at women walking by and she has a visible erection. Sometimes a pillow sits on Langford's lap. By the way, that is an OG man move. All right, there's nothing worse than getting an erection. Okay, well, you're not supposed to get an erection and praying nobody asks you to come here. Okay, so then you got to stand up and figure out what to do with your penis. So if there's a pillow around, you're going to grab it to cover that thing up. But that's not what I'm trying to get across here. All I'm trying to say is you want to accept everybody. I get it. Okay, you want to accept Miss Langford. I get it. But when several members of the sorority start to feel like it's starting to get harder and harder and harder and harder to be around Miss Langford for all these reasons they addressed in this lawsuit, can we at least listen and have a discussion without them allegedly being told if you have issues with Miss Langford, you can just drop out? Come on. We're smarter than that, right? Please give Wyoming's Kappa Kappa Gamma chapter the sweet sounds of the Hamiltones.
Oh, now you are the donkey of the day.
Maybe this lawsuit will, make a conversation happen. Maybe this is the only way to have a conversation. I don't know.
Well, can they require her to wear, like, different types of underwear or pants that covers the erection or something? Or maybe not, I don't know.
No, just tape it up.
Nobody tapes it up. We don't tape ours up. Nah, we use the elastic around the sweatpants.
And put it to the side.
Hold it up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm talking about like trans though. They tape it up.
Oh, okay.
Because he's a trans.
She's, trans woman.
Yeah, he's trans woman. Woman. Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Yeah, just
tape it.
I don't know.
All right. Well, yes. Thank you for that donkey today.
Yes.
BET, we'll see you guys tomorrow. Shout out to everybody on BET. Erica Dutchess, say peace to BET.
Peace to BET.
All right. Everybody else. All right, we spoke about something a little earlier this morning, and we wanted to go to Breakfast Club Court.
We got to take Pastor Jamal Bryant to Breakfast Club Court.
Yes.
All right, now, if you're not aware of what happened.
Well, first of all, we got to set up Erica first.
Well, I'm going to open up the phone lines. 800-585-1051. I want to hear your thoughts of what you think, because we're going to take this pastor to Breakfast Club Court.
Pastor Jamal Bryant.
Erica Dutchess, break
Erica
down
is
to
a
the
member
people.
Of the Ha Ha Mafia. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? Long live OG Clay. You know, that Clay has took Erica under his wing. And, you know, Erica's been opening it up for Lil Duval for a long time
Correct.
Now. And so this is what happened at OG Clay's funeral.
Yes. So at the funeral, Pastor Jamal Bryant did the eulogy, right? And while he was talking, you know, usually they give people, like, a list of things of the person that had passed away to talk about.
Correct.
But I don't know if he got the correct list of what, or he didn't know what funeral it was because... Yes. No, during a whole sermon, he was talking about Donald Trump.
Why?
We do not know why he was talking about Donald Trump for a long time.
At OG Clay?
At OG Clay. And Clay didn't even like Trump.
Clay wasn't political like that, no.
At all. So we didn't get it. Then he was quoting a lot of people that's not our color, quotes and stuff.
A lot of white man quotes, you
yes,
said. Do you remember any of them, Eric?
Yeah, not at all.
Okay.
And then they had them hot, because you know they had the big screen up there, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So they were highlighting them and showing them with the white man picture on them.
Okay.
So everybody, we all looking at each other like, what is going on? Then he say, then you know he got real into it. He like, yeah, and Clay been married to his wife for 20 some years. Then they showed the picture of Clay. And supposed to be his wife, it wasn't even his wife.
Lord have mercy,
Jesus
Pastor
Christ.
Jamal Bryant.
Yes. I don't know what Jamal was on or what. We say, well, he bombed. That he bombed.
You said he bombed the eulogy.
Yeah.
And T.I. gave him the light.
T.I. gave him the light. And when you bomb, you know, in the coming world,
yeah,
they mean you didn't do good. And the person that went before you, they you know, they outdid you.
Okay.
Open the phone to the jury.
So what is the question?
Should Pastor Jamal Bryant give some of the money back from the funeral?
All right, well, that is the question. 800-585-1051. This pastor, he had his own agenda. He instead of talking about the OG
and
Clay.
And Pastor Jamal Bryant is our guy. He can call up if you want to.
He can call. I want to know who funeral he thought he was preaching at.
All right, well, we'll talk about it. 800-585-1051. He had conversations about Donald Trump. He posted the wrong woman. Should he have to give some of this money back? And we'll get to
all jokes aside, is he just wrong? I'm just joking about the money part. Is he just wrong? Do y'all think he was wrong?
I don't think Erica was talking about the money. We'll talk about it when we come back. Let's talk about it. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro? Amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? a woo-hoo-er, a hand clapper, a high-fiver. I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.